What's the plan? I mean, how do you plan on operating this?
It's the plan right now is, you know, we want to make it, you know, as realistic as game day for these guys as we possibly can. So, you know, a lot of stuff will be, you know, just our pregame, just so guys understand. So we get to Independence, nothing's new to them. Okay, so we'll go through an entire pregame, go through all that, and then really the plan is, you know, we've got a lot of good reps, and as I said, we got a good feel for, you know, generally who our 20 are. We got, you know, again, there are some that are, you know, that's going to go down the wire still on Sunday. But right now, you know, the list is definitely has narrowed itself during, you know, through 2-a-days. The plan right now is we're going to start off, we're going to go 3 series. Then we're going to work kickoff. Then we're going to go 3 series. Then we're going to go kickoff return. Then we're going to work 3 series. So we're going to go 9 total series. Now, if it's 3 and outs on 9 series, we'll go a lot longer than that, okay? We want it to be anywhere from about 60 to 80 plays tomorrow.
So basically, you guys are just doing like real live game situation.
Yeah, live game situation. I mean, we're starting the ball in the 20. We're moving the football. We're going. We got officials from, you know, from the Jayhawk Conference coming. And, you know, we're going to just put them out there, see how they, you know, react under the lights, you know, react to the fans, and, you know, when the pressure's put on them.
We've been talking, obviously, over the last 2 weeks about the quarterbacks, and obviously you had said they're both going to get reps with the first team.
Yep. Yeah, they'll both get reps with the first team. No decision has been made. Probably just because, you know, he's been around longer. You know, he's you know, still, you know, has a better grasp than Akeem. But again, Akeem is not far off. Akeem is, you know, Akeem is where I would want him to be and further along. He's even further along than I'd hoped he would be at this point. So, you know, it's not he's not, you know, way behind mentally or anything like that. I trust Akeem putting him out there. He can get us in the right play and understand what schemes and understand our reading progressions at quarterback. Jake will probably go first, then work Akeem in, then work Akeem back in with the ones, then Jake will go with the twos. And that's kind of how we'll do it. And then, you know, I'll have, you know, we got, you know, day Saturday to kind of, you know, reflect on things, let things settle in. Obviously, as a staff, we have sat down and talked to, you know, where we feel the direction might be going. But as I said before, you know, I expect both these guys to win football games for us this year. So, you know, and they're both good. So that's a good problem to have, as I said.
All right, last thing, defensively, where are you at far as at least narrowing down the 11 guys who are going to be starting?
We're about there. You know, we feel good. You know, it's we've had some guys step up, and, you know, it's kind of unique. It's obviously, you know, you kind of go into 2-a-days, so, you know, with an idea of who you expect to step up, and then you always have some pleasant surprises, and I think there's going to be some pleasant surprises that make our final 20 on defense. Like I said, I'm giving our defense 11, we're taking 9 on offense, so you know, we want to see them, you know, stop a lot of people this year.
Right. Also, and you had mentioned this to me at the beginning of camp, that some guys can potentially come in, some D1 guys late. Have you got any new guys coming in?
No, we haven't. Had any calls as of late, and right now, unless they get just absolutely, you know, someone just gets red flagged, you know, here in the next few days. I mean, we've got to have this. We got to have our 20 in this weekend. So that's our 20 we're going with. And I'll tell you, I like our 20. So I don't care if there's, you know, best player in America can transfer in here right now. I like the 20 guys we're going to war with. I like the other 43 from Kansas we're going to war with. So I'm proud of these guys, the way they've worked, and I'm just excited to see how they do on the field.